A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 8 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
Is a developing story. The owner of USA Gymnastics World in Woods Cross is under arrest, accused of voyeurism. And this morning, we will learn a lot more because police intend to notify the victims.
We begin our team coverage with KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson.
Police say between October 6th and October 18th, 2022, Adam Richard Jacobs intentionally placed a camera disguised as a charging block for a cell phone in the unisex bathroom of a business he owns in Davis County. The press release states that a device confiscated included files of over 70 individuals, many children, who were secretly recorded using the restroom. Other footage showed Adam setting up the camera in the boys' locker room as well as the bedroom of his home. According to a probable cause statement, he faces 15 charges of voyeurism and 25 felony counts of sexual exploitation of a minor. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Many parents are looking for answers after learning that their children were filmed on hidden cameras. KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live in Woods Cross and continues our team coverage. Adam.
70 people, many of them children, were caught on this hidden camera at the Woods Cross USA Gymnastics World bathroom. And because of that, KSL legal analyst Greg Scorta says the prosecution could potentially press charges of child pornography production.
This could result in a prison term of well over a decade. These are very serious allegations if they occurred.
Greg says police will likely focus on identifying those in the footage from business records or obviously however they can. He also says the business could face a civil suit if someone were to bring it. We are expecting to hear more from police in just over an hour via a press release. But then at 10 o'clock this morning, we are expecting them to hold a press conference here where I'm at the Woods Cross City Hall. We will be here live to bring you any information. Reporting live from the Woods Cross Municipal City Building, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Governor Spencer Cox will sign two social media bills today. One requires parental permission for teens to use the sites. The other allows parents to sue social media companies. But KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ehrets reports both may face legal challenges.
Potential court cases may be brewing over this first-in-the-nation legislation. There are questions over whether these bills violate the First Amendment, which guarantees a right to free speech. Governor Cox even getting in a little Twitter spat with a prominent tech First Amendment lawyer who argued that. Cox responding, that lawyer was wrong, and he can't wait to prove it. The governor has said earlier cases on the issue were wrongly decided.
The public bill signing is happening today at 3 o'clock.
KSL's top national stories this hour. TikTok CEO will go before Congress today to answer questions from lawmakers about the company's connections to the Chinese government.
Lawmakers and TikTok users speaking out ahead of today's testimony.
We can solve the issues without taking away something so precious to us all.
Some argue their small businesses would close without the exposure the app has given them. But one Republican lawmaker fired back with this response.
Those influencers, congressmen, it's their livelihood. What's your message to them?
Find another job.
Opponents of the app say TikTok poses a serious threat to national security. The Chinese-owned company collects users' data, including biometric information. Critics worry that data could be handed over to China's government.
ABC's Justin Finch reporting from Washington.
The search is over for a teenager accused of shooting two faculty members at his Denver high school.
About an hour's drive away from Denver, first a 17-year-old alleged shooter's car was found in a remote mountain area in Colorado's Park County. Then hours later, when the sun went down, a SWAT team from neighboring Jefferson County found a body nearby that car. Park County Sheriff Tom McGraw.
They used canine dogs to help assist them in tracking to where the body was found at.
The two school administrators who were shot are recovering. One has been released from the hospital. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Let's check those roads out there this morning. It's First Look Traffic with Andy Farnsworth.
Well, Tim, we got a lot of slowdowns in Davis County in a Layton stretch, although it's starting to look a little bit better as you travel south on the I-15 corridor between Layton and Kaysville. You're moving fairly consistently, even if it's under the speed limit, and still pretty snowy, affecting drivers along Highway 89 in Layton. Salt Lake County, the biggest delay is 21st South out in West Valley. And in Utah County, the biggest delay is not on the freeway, but you do have some delay going between Center Street, Provo, and Orem. Forum. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
A pilot riding as a passenger on a Southwest flight had to jump in the cockpit when the pilot of the plane became seriously ill.
After taking off from Las Vegas, Southwest Airlines says one of the pilots became sick. The captain was apparently in a state unable to fly, so an off-duty pilot from another airline who was in the back flying as a passenger jumped into action, going to the flight deck and helping the first officer make the return to Las Vegas. The pilot from the other airline handled the radios, according to Southwest, while the first officer flew and landed the plane back in Las Vegas, where the captain got medical attention. Alex Stone, EBC News.
The Sweet 16 of the men's NCAA tournament tips off tonight with games in New York and Las Vegas. In the East Regional, it'll be Kansas State versus Michigan State, then Tennessee versus Florida Atlantic. And out here in the West, Connecticut will face Arkansas, and UCLA will take on Gonzaga.
UVU's men's basketball team made history last night.
And how about it? Utah Valley moves on to the NIT Final Four in Las Vegas with a 74-68 win over Cincinnati, the biggest opponent they've ever hosted in Orem, the biggest win they've probably ever had in Orem, and now they're in the Final Four.
Way to go, Wolverines!
What a great moment.
KSL sports anchor Sam Farnsworth says the Wolverines will face the UAB Blazers in Las Vegas on Tuesday night.
They led that game for all but 30 seconds of it, wire to wire, last night. And above and beyond rescue by New York's first responders, a handful of 11 and 12-year-olds decided to go exploring in an underground sewage tunnel, and they got lost. They called 911, and dispatchers stayed on the line until firefighters arrived.
What's the address of Sun Island?
We don't know.
You don't know?
Well, yeah, we're stuck in the sewers.
You're stuck where?
In the sewers.
In the sewer?
Just to listen to how calm that kid is. What's the address where you're at? We don't know.
No.
Firefighters popped a series of manhole covers before finally finding the kids. The children were all okay, but they took them to a local hospital just to be checked out.
We have slowdown southbound I-15 through Layton, and now northbound I-15 delays from Provo into Orem. We'll check it all next on KSL News Radio.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard this story first yesterday afternoon on KSL, the arrest of the owner of a USA Gymnastics World in Woods Cross, accused of voyeurism and facing a lot of other charges. We should learn more coming up a little more than an hour from now. We're told 9:30 the police will have a press conference, so we'll take you there, of course, during the Dave and Dujanovic program. KSL News Time is 8:09. Let's see how the wet roads are affecting the drive this morning with traffic and weather together, brought to you by Granite Credit Union. Here's Andy Farnsworth.
Well, slowdowns on I-15 are scattered into several areas. One's at 53rd South and others at 33rd South and some coming into downtown. These are all minor slowdowns compared to what you'll see in some other spots. Traffic coming to a stop for eastbounders on SR-201 after the 56th West on-ramp lasts for a few blocks. Bangor in better shape on the west side, but still have some brake lights and extra time between 2400 South, the USANA building, and the 201 freeway. Heather?
We don't have quite as much water on the roadways in Davis and Weber counties, so southbound I-15 doesn't have quite as much spray kicking up, but the roads are still a bit damp and traffic is under the speed limit from Antelope Drive in Layton all the way into Farmington, and again as you make your way from Beck Street into downtown. You also still have considerable delays on US 89 both directions between Fruit Heights and the I-84 split. Some of that is just typical rush hour traffic, but we have a lot of snow on that roadway as an earlier snow squall moved through there. Eric?
Got wet roads between Provo and Orem this morning and a slight reduction of speed northbound I-15 through the S-curve. So worse off, though, are folks on the Wasatch back heading from Heber City up to Park City, just trying to go from the River Road intersection up the hill to Jordanelle Reservoir. That is very slow this morning. And you've got slowdowns eastbound I-80 from Kemple Junction over to the Silver Creek Junction if you're trying to exit there to go south towards Heber City. And southbound 224 exiting Kemple Junction, that's also slow this morning. With nutrients blended for greener, healthier turf in our local soil, IFA's 4-plus lawn care program is the ultimate lawn owner power move. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
More low-pressure systems swinging into the state of Utah. We'll go for rain, snow, showers today, high of 47.
Overnight lows, low 30s, with snow moving in, a blast of winter tomorrow morning and maybe into the afternoon, high of only 38. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
It is gloomy downtown. We're not going to get much sunshine, if any, today, and it's 39 degrees.
So does the grand jury come back today in Manhattan? The grand jury who's investigating former President Trump?
That's the rumor.
That's the rumor. We talked to Aaron Katursky, and he gave us a little lowdown on what's happening, what's been happening, what they're looking at, coming up in a moment on KSL News Radio.
Stay with us at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. It's Tim and Amanda here to get your Thursday started on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news. KSL News Time, 8:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
families are awaiting answers this morning after learning dozens of people, including children, were caught on a hidden camera in the bathroom of the Woods Cross USA Gymnastics World location. The owner has been arrested. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, the Utah Valley men's basketball team is making history as they advance to the Final Four of the NIT.
Third, of course, watching your drive with traffic and weather together.
I-15 still running slow, coming into downtown. Not as big a delay, though, as you're going to see traveling south on I-15 late and into Kaysville. It's been a lot worse there, and still seeing snowy conditions along Highway 89. And now it looks like we've got a crash up Provo Canyon, one of two crashes up Provo Canyon. This one's near the turnoff near Vivian Park. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Rain, snow, showers today, but a good chance for snow tomorrow. I'm Matt Johnson.
Raining in 39 downtown.
We have some breaking news on KSL. The House Energy and Commerce Committee hearing with the TikTok CEO is now underway, and he's making his opening statement. We take you live now to Washington.
It's not owned or controlled by the Chinese government. It's a private company. 60% of the company is owned by global institutional investors. 20% is owned by the founder, and 20% owned by employees around the world. ByteDance has 5 board members. 3 of them are American. Now, TikTok itself is not available in mainland China. We're headquartered in Los Angeles and in Singapore, and we have 7,000 employees in the U.S. today. Still, we have heard important concerns about the potential for unwanted foreign access to U.S. data and potential manipulation of the TikTok U.S. ecosystem. Our approach has never been to dismiss or trivialize any of these concerns. We have addressed them with real action. Now, that's what we've been doing for the last 2 years, building what amounts to a firewall that seals off protected U.S. user data from unauthorized foreign access. The bottom line is this. American data stored on American soil by an American company overseen by American personnel. We call this initiative Project Texas. That's where Oracle is headquartered. Today, U.S. TikTok data is stored by default in Oracle servers. Only vetted personnel operating in a new company called TikTok U.S. Data Security can control access to this data. Now, additionally, we have plans for this company to report to an independent American board with strong security credentials. Now, there's still some work to do. We have legacy U.S. data sitting in our servers in Virginia and in Singapore. We're deleting those, and we expect that to be complete this year. When that is done, all protected U.S. data will be under the protection of U.S. law and under the control of the U.S.-led security team. This eliminates the concern that some of you have shared with me that TikTok user data can be subject to Chinese law. This goes further, by the way, than what any other company in our industry have done. We will also provide unprecedented transparency and security for the source code for the TikTok app and recommendation engine. Third-party validators like Oracle and others will review and validate our source code and algorithms. This will help ensure the integrity of the code that powers what Americans see on our app. We will further provide access to researchers, which helps them study and monitor our content ecosystem. Now, we believe we are the only company that offers this level of transparency. Now, trust is about actions we take. We have to earn that trust with decisions we make for our company and our products. The potential security, privacy, content manipulation concerns raised about TikTok are really not unique to us. The same issues apply to other companies. We believe what's needed are clear, transparent rules that apply broadly to all tech companies. Ownership is not at the core of addressing these concerns. Now, as I conclude, There are more than 150 million Americans who love our platform, and we know we have a responsibility to protect them, which is why I'm making the following commitments to you and to all our users. Number one, we will keep safety, particularly for teenagers, as a top priority for us. Number two, we will firewall protected U.S. data from unwanted foreign access. Number three, TikTok will remain a place for free expression and will not be manipulated by any government. And fourth, we will be transparent and we will give access to third-party independent monitors to remain accountable for our commitments. I'll be grateful for any feedback that you have.
And that's the CEO of TikTok testifying this morning. One of the questions I'm sure he'll be asked is, will that firewall protect the data from your government?
Yeah.
If they wanted to get in, could they get in to this data?
You can sense the urgency in his voice, too. And he said it. They have 150 million. That is almost half the population of the U.S.
Yeah.
Users in the U.S. daily.
Yeah.
And my grandkids, that's how they communicate with their friends, almost 100%.
He's right to say that some of these issues are the same for lots of companies, not just his. The difference is the originating country. That has to be it.
Yeah, so the questioning begins now in Washington. We'll continue to follow it on the In-Depth here at 15 and 45.
819, traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Brought to you by Granite Credit Union. Andy?
Amanda, travelers through Salt Lake County looking pretty good on the freeway now. I-15 and I-80 out of Tooele. We've got a little bit of heavy traffic still, SR-201, but between, looks like Redwood and 900 West, so just before you get to I-15. A few city street slow spots right now, 146 South, coming off Redwood and Bluffdale and heading over to I-15, especially up the hill going up towards the freeway. That's where it's going to be at its busiest. Bangor's also got a couple blocks of delay just before you get to I-15 and Draper as well. Heather?
Traffic is still trying to recover from a snow squall that moved through the Weber and Davis County area about an hour or so ago. So you've got slowdowns remaining southbound I-15 from Antelope Drive in Layton all the way into Farmington. Also delays on US 89 both directions between Fruit Heights and the I-84 interchange up in South Weber. And then if you're going through Weber Canyon, we've had a crash reported westbound near Morgan, but I'm seeing slowdowns in both directions of I-84 between Morgan and Mountain Green. Eric.
Hey, it looks like it's finally getting better. Northbound US 40 drivers trying to get up the hill towards Jordanelle Reservoir and beyond. But we still have some slowing for northbounders out of Heber City approaching that River Road intersection and further up the line. Some brake tapping going on in the north part of Jordanelle Reservoir and westbound slowing on Kearns Boulevard. That's SR-248 going into town from US 40. And you've got your usual delays these days for eastbounders on I-80 between Kimball Junction and the Silver Creek Junction. Price's Doors, replace your worn or broken garage door with a beautifully secure, elegant garage door. And in March, you will receive a free operator with purchase. Go to pricesdoors.com. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-8 forecast. Cold weather headed our way, folks. Rain, snow, showers today. It's bearable, 47. Tomorrow, snow likely, especially. First half of the day, high of 38. 37 on Saturday, snow showers in the morning. Mostly cloudy for your Sunday, 39. We finally start to rebound on Monday, partly cloudy skies, going 48 by next Tuesday, partly cloudy. Next Wednesday, 50, cloudy skies, new storm middle of next week. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now, 39 degrees in Salt Lake City, the 7-day forecast. Brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
Would you like to go to the Jazz game tomorrow night? Yes, I would. I would like very much. I'm not eligible.
We can't qualify.
We have two lower bowl tickets to give away, and I'm sure you probably already texted the word Jazz to 57500, but here is another way to get your hat in the ring to win these tickets.
Yeah, and I feel bad because when we did this last hour, people always put an exclamation point or something. You just need to type this word, hoop. H-O-O-P.
That's
no,
it.
No exclamation point.
Right, just H-O-O-P. That's it. Or you won't get in the database.
Yeah, it'll kick you out of the system. So good luck. Hope you're there in the lower bowl to watch the Greek Freak coming up tomorrow night against your Jazz.
Watching Utah's Money brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, TrajanWealth.com. Home builders gained some momentum last month. Construction of single-family homes went up 10% in February after 6 months of decline. Experts say all the new construction means rent should go down and more home buyers will enter the market soon.
One of the first cars I fell in love with when I was a teenager was a Camaro. And it looks like Chevy's going to stop making them soon. The car will officially be retired at the end of the model year 2024. It's part of the car carmakers push to shift to only electric cars by 2035.
Markets are up this morning. The Dow is up 274. That's 0.9%. We're at 32,308. Go Dow. Go Dow. The S&P is up 46. That's 1.2%. The Nasdaq's up 215. That's 1.8%.
Snow squalls have caused some problems in places, including US 89 up there in the Layton area. We'll get the latest on your drive just a minute away. Let's see. Sweet 16 starts today. I think I'm going to schedule myself for some break work at Burt Brothers.
I'll go watch it on the TV there.
So I can sit in the lobby there and watch the game. There's a lot of madness in this month of March, and Burt Brothers Tire and Service has a little savings madness they'd like to tell you about.
I am so grateful to Burt Brothers. They take care of my whole family. And yes, if you've been putting off getting new tires or just want to have your tires checked, listen to how you can save right now. You can save up to $200 with these rebates on select Goodyear tires, $140 on select Bridgestone tires, $130 on select Firestone tires, and $80 on select Pirelli tires.
In case you didn't know, they've got two brand new locations, too. So 16 locations. You'll find the new ones in South Salt Lake and Provo. But they do so much more than just tires. I mentioned a minute ago brakes, but they can take care of just about anything car needs.
Oh, I went in for my 100,000-mile checkup. I mean, this is how good they take such good care of my vehicles. We drive our vehicles forever because we have regular maintenance at Burt Brothers.
You've actually handed them down to the kids already, haven't you? They also have worry-free financing, 6 months of deferred interest, $10 off every oil change. Find out a lot more by just going to BurtBrothers.com.
Burt Brothers, your one-stop shop for complete auto care done better.
We asked for snow and prayed for water.
The fifth most dense or biggest snowpack ever recorded.
And boy, did we get it. Now, temperatures are climbing, and we've got to manage runoff and protect homes. Listen for the latest each day this week. Utah's Water Watch on KSL News Radio, your all-day companion for news.
Speaking of Burt Brothers, join KSL on Saturday for Cougar Sports Saturday at the Provo Burt Brothers Tire and Service. That's 241 West, 500 South. They'll be there from noon to 3. Burt Brothers, your one-stop shop for complete auto care.
See, Mitch and Matt are thinking, too. They can watch basketball while they're doing their show. It's 8:29. Let's see how the roads are doing. If you're still making your way in, traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Brought to you by Granite Credit Union. Andy.
Well, Tim, they cleared up a crash we had on southbound 15 just after the 5th South on-ramp downtown, but we still have some slow traffic on northbound 15 in downtown Salt Lake City as you come up past 21st South, the Home Depot area in downtown, and work your way towards the 6th South exit. But not a big delay, but that's probably the slowest traffic we've got on I-15 between Point of the Mountain and Salt Lake City. Traffic on SR-201 getting pretty busy again between Bangor and 3200 West, but the rest of the slowing we had crossing from Magna to West Valley appears to have cleared out. Heather?
Well, we still have very slow traffic as well, southbound I-15 through most of Layton into Kaysville and a little bit into Farmington. But the good news is the roads are starting to dry out a bit as this traffic is dissipating some of the water that was on I-15. You still have very slow traffic as well on US 89. Most of that now is heading southbound away from I-84 and heading toward Fruit Heights. And then you have winter driving conditions remaining in Sardine Canyon as well as in Weber Canyon. Eric?
Well, after a rough start because of snow, what else is new? Right now, everything on the Wasatch Pack, as far as the delays are concerned, it concentrates down to people trying to get into Park City, southbound on 224 from Kimball Junction, westbound on 248 from US 40. But there are still some slowdowns US 40 northbound approaching the River Road intersection if you're coming out of Heber City this morning. Update your kitchen with Durden's Appliance, where they meet any competitor's price. Visit Durden's.com or on 5th South and Bountiful. Durden's, brand you know, at prices you'll love. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
We've got rain and snow today, and that'll clear up, and then we'll have snow tomorrow, starting in the wee hours. Right now, it's 39 degrees downtown.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
The calendar says it's spring, but Mother Nature says winter isn't done just yet. Get ready to see more snow on the valley floor.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small begins our team coverage.
The sporadic winter weather could continue today, but tonight and tomorrow we could get another round of sustainable snowfall. National Weather Service meteorologist Linda Chang says snow is expected to pick up tonight and could make an impact on yet another morning commute.
High storm total should be from the Salt Lake Valley up all the way to the Idaho border.
We're looking at 2 to 5 inches in the valleys with more expected on the benches, and it's going to be cold. We're talking upper 30s for the high all weekend. Temperatures, though, are expected to bump up sometime next week. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
These well below normal temperatures this spring have been hard on Utah's ranchers. KSL TV's Alex Cabrero continues our team coverage.
You'll have a tough time finding any farmer complaining about all this snow. They certainly need the water, but it is a trade-off, especially here in Cache County, where all this snow for many cattle ranchers have meant they've lost some calves. The attitude a lot of farmers are having, that you have to take the good with the bad, and they will always take a good water year. It's just a matter of finding the right balance.
Alex says many ranchers have had to get creative to protect their young calves, hauling them into barns to get warm and dry and repeatedly clearing paths through the snow just to keep their herds fed.
A rare tornado touched down near Los Angeles, causing all kinds of problems. The Weather Service says the twister tore up roofs on industrial buildings, damaged cars, and injured one person.
After the debris and the noise stopped, I went outside and half of the building roof was ripped out and people came out in confusion, and then pipes were busted, and it was a mess.
Ross Garcia was inside a building that collapsed. The twister reached speeds of 110 miles per hour during the few minutes it was on the ground.
An update to breaking news we told you about yesterday morning. Orem police say they arrested a person they think is responsible for starting the house fire early yesterday morning at 900 East and 1050 North. Investigators thought the fire seemed suspicious after finding gas cans on the scene. They arrested Daniel Johnson and still haven't decided on charges in the case. Police do say, however, that Johnson admitted to them that he started the fire. This is a developing story, and we'll bring you updates when we learn more from police.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Barricades continue to surround the Manhattan courthouse as the DA investigates hush money allegations against former President Trump.
Sources say at least one more witness may be called before the grand jury decides whether to indict Trump. In the meantime, Trump is lashing out at Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, his expected rival in the 2024 presidential race. Trump calling him an average governor, criticizing DeSantis' record on COVID and education, and writing, "Ron DeSanctimonious is not working for the people of Florida as he should be. He's too busy chatting with a ratings-challenged TV host from England, desperately trying to rescue his failing campaign."
ABC's Jacqueline Lee reporting.
The latest Russian attacks in Ukraine are casting doubt on China's attempt to be seen as a global peace broker.
A Russian missile striking an apartment block in the heart of a major Ukrainian city. Scores injured in Zaporizhia, including children. At least one person killed. Russia also launching exploding attack drones, hitting a college and dormitory southeast of Kyiv. 8 people killed here, say officials. The attacks underway even before China's President Xi departed Moscow, after he and Putin said they were ready for peace.
ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge reporting there from Kyiv.
First look traffic, and here is Andy Farnsworth.
And right now, travelers on the freeway, you're going to still see delays going south between Layton and Kaysville, even though they're starting to thin out just a bit. All of our northbound delay gone between Draper and downtown. Utah County freeway's clear in Provo, but now there's a little bit of slowing starting to creep in between Spanish Fork and Springville. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
We're learning that dozens of pugs are in rough shape after a home explosion in Cache County. KSL News Radio's Kate Davis reports.
One person died and 2 people were injured in this explosion. The family bred pugs, and several of the animals also died in the blast. The Herald Journal reports dozens more pugs were in kennels nearby. Now the county has been working to get the dogs into safe homes by working with rescue groups. When rescuers arrived at the home to get the dogs, they say they were sitting in their own waste. One had an untreated broken leg. Rescue groups say the county should have done more to help the dogs, but Cache County officials say they worked with the resources they had to connect the dogs with help as quickly as they could.
The dogs have been sent to 3 different rescue groups now to help them find homes.
Nearly 12 years after the disappearance of an Ohio woman, her fiancé has been charged with her murder. Caitlin Markham was a 22-year-old art student when she vanished in August of 2011. Here is Markham's father reacting to the arrest.
I'm just still trying to put my hands around it, but this is finally over.
John Carter was the last person to see Markham alive, and he called 911 to report her missing. It took police almost a decade to find enough evidence to link Carter to the murder.
A disappointing launch for the world's first 3D-printed rocket. The Terran 1 launched from Cape Canaveral, Florida last night, but crews found an anomaly shortly after liftoff.
85% of the rocket was made with 3D printing technology, including its engines, by the way. The rocket's engineers say even though they didn't complete the mission, the launch does show that 3D printed rockets will work and make space travel cheaper.
Wow. We do have some southbound slowing on I-15. That's continuing between Layton and Kaysville. We'll check that and the rest of your commute coming up next. 8:39, traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the Nines, brought to you by Granite Credit Union. What about now, Andy?
Amanda, it's looking pretty good in Salt Lake County right now. It gets heavy between 33rd South and 6th South downtown, but moving pretty well. Other than that, you'll wait on the on-ramp from Bangor to North 15, and we've got a little bit of delay right now on 114th South, both directions around Redwood, 1300 West. A little bit of backup at that intersection right now as well. Heather?
We still have a bit of snow falling in Weber Canyon, especially as you go through the Morgan area and head east of that toward I-80, toward Echo Junction. If you're on US 89, you still have a little bit of slowing left over through the Fruit Heights and Layton area from the earlier snowstorm. I-15 is just wet, but it's still slow and go as you make your way from Layton to Farmington. Eric.
Well, we got snow falling coming out of Spanish Fork up here, northbound I-15, heading up to Springville. Past that, and you do have slow, and that is delayed a little bit, but past that, no problems going up to Point of the Mount. Also got an eastbound crash on 189. That's about a mile before you get to the tunnel through the mountains this morning, and that doesn't appear to be causing any major delays this morning. Along the Wasatch Back, US 40 certainly looks better now, northbound from Heber City, heading up to Park City. Check out the largest swim spa supercenter in the state at Hot Tub Factory Outlet and Backyards of America in Sandy and Draper, with hot tubs as low as $64.99. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
We've got rain, snow, showers in the forecast for today, high of 47. Overnight, temperatures in the low 30s with snow increasing. We'll go for snow showers tomorrow, high of 38. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
It's just gloomy downtown, and on again, off again rain, 39 degrees this hour.
We're learning more about this case of children and other people being recorded in a bathroom in USA Gymnastics World in Woods Cross. Legal analyst Greg Skordis talks to us a little bit about what kinds of charges could come out of these cameras that were put, the person who place those cameras, and they include, the possible charges include child pornography production.
Yeah, long prison sentence being faced here.
We'll go in depth in a moment on KSL News Radio.
Stay with us at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. It's Tim and Amanda here with you till the top of the hour on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
KSL News time is 8:44. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
spring is trying to take the stage, but winter just won't let go of that microphone. More snow is on the way, and it could make for another rough morning drive. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, Woods Cross police say they'll release more information at 9:30 this morning on the arrest of a gymnastics gym owner who is accused of voyeurism.
Third, it's traffic and weather together.
Some slowdowns on I-15 remain. Northbound around 33rd South. A bigger delay on southbound 15 going from Layton Hills Mall down into Kaysville before it breaks up. Going into the canyons, road conditions on Parleys have improved, but Big and Little still have chains four-wheel drive restrictions for them. And it's been snowing pretty hard on I-15 in Spanish Fork. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
We have snow showers today, snow tomorrow. I'm Matt Johnson.
Pardon me, Matt. I jumped the gun there. Right now it's raining and 39 degrees.
With KSL's top national stories.
TikTok is under a microscope on Capitol Hill as the CEO of the wildly popular app testifies before the House Energy and Commerce Committee amid calls for a ban or tighter regulations. CEO Shou-Zi Chew said protecting younger users is a priority.
While the vast majority of people on TikTok are over 18, one of our fastest growing demographics are people over 35. We spent a lot of time adopting measures to protect teenagers.
Proponents of a ban are citing fears that user data could be shared with the Chinese government. A grand jury weighing evidence regarding former President Trump's payments to adult actress Stormy Daniels and whether they warrant an indictment will not convene to discuss that case for the rest of this week. The next possible discussion could come Monday. President Biden travels to Canada today. He'll meet with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, but before departing, he'll mark the 13th anniversary of the Affordable Care Act. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Let's go in depth here. Police say more than 70 people, many of them children, were caught on a hidden camera in the bathroom of the Woods Cross USA Gymnastics World.
KSL legal analyst Greg Skordis says the prosecution could potentially press charges of child pornography production.
If an individual is photographing children, especially minors,
that could, under the law, be what we call production of child pornography. That is a very, very serious crime. And if it's prosecuted in the federal court system, which I think it very likely could be, this could result in a prison term of well over a decade. These are very serious allegations if they occur.
Police will be working to make sure all the victims get contacted as soon as possible.
The police are going to reach out to all of the identifiable victims in these pictures and videos, and they could probably do that based on the records of the gym itself, the organization, and maybe some of the kids will simply just be recognizable anyway. And importantly, law enforcement's going to want to make sure that none of these images were disseminated. None of them are out on the internet, because once that happens, the genie's sort of out of the bottle, and those images exist all the time. So if the police have caught it in time and the images are protected and they can identify the victims, that will certainly limit the damage to the victims, but it doesn't help the accused, obviously.
Skordas says it's possible victims and their families could file a civil suit against the gym as a whole in the future.
Civil suits for conduct like this could include things like intentional infliction of emotional distress, that type of thing, because it would be likely, if these images are out there, that the person whose photograph was taken would be distressed by that, would be upset by that. And there are civil tort claims that could be brought for that. But really what everyone's focused on here is the potential for criminal prosecution.
And I'd imagine if those images have been disseminated, there'd be additional crimes that would be charged.
I'm glad that Greg explained that part of it, because if you had no knowledge that you were caught on camera at all, obviously you wouldn't be affected by it. Yeah. However, if it's floating around out there somehow and that gets back to you.
And it could come back years later. That's the thing about these kinds of crimes, particularly child pornography crimes, is that this can affect you for the rest of your life.
Yeah. This camera was plugged into the wall to look like a charger for a cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
And they found it also in the boys' bathroom. There was a unisex bathroom that it was in, but a boys' bathroom as well. And then they found cameras even in the man's home, in his bedroom. So we're going to find out more, as we said. Maybe it's not a press conference, but they are going to release some more information coming up in the next hour, so you can count on KSL to pass along any new details as they become available. It's 8:49, time for that look at traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the Nines, brought to you by Granite Credit Union. Andy?
Right now, Tim, if you're heading into downtown, we've got some slowdowns and stop and go right around 33rd South towards the I-80 interchange. SR-201 has gotten pretty thick once again on the traffic between 215 and I-15. And we've got some banger wait times, 4700 South in Taylorsville, but looking better as you go up towards the 201 freeway. Heather?
The good news is we haven't had very many accidents in Weber or Davis County this morning. We're still dealing with one in Weber Canyon that's westbound right near the Morgan area, but the delays have gone from that area as the snow is starting to melt, and so it's a little bit easier drive through the canyon. You still have slowdowns, though, southbound I-15 from Antelope Drive in Layton all the way past the Kaysville Ponds, but then you've got better speeds getting into downtown. Eric?
From Santa Quinta, Lehigh, northbound I-15 looks pretty good in Utah County. There's one exception. We got snow falling between Spanish Fork and Springville, and the vehicles are naturally slowing down and being careful about that. Provo Canyon, with the exception of the one crash about a mile eastbound before you get to the tunnel, everything looks pretty good there as well. U.S. 40 certainly has improved from Heber City heading north up to I-80, but you still got slowdown southbound if you're exiting I-80 at Kimball Junction. Southbound 224 slow down to the Canyons area, and westbound on 248 from U.S. 40 into Park City. That is also below normal pace. Two Brothers Mattress, your locally owned Serta Mattress dealer. Visit any Two Brothers Mattress location from Salt Lake to Orem. Find sale prices now at twobrothersmattress.com. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast. How about 47 today with rain, snow, showers? 38 tomorrow, snow likely, especially the first half of the day. 37 a.m. snow showers on Saturday. The high of 39 on Sunday with mostly cloudy skies. Goes 42 for your Monday, partly cloudy. Back up to 48, rebounding, but to 50 by next Wednesday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
We've got rain right now downtown and 39 degrees. The 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
We're looking forward to turning the microphones over to Dave and Debbie. They're on the road today. And we'll be doing the program for the next 3 hours over at the Salt Palace, where the Project Homeless Connect is getting ready to take place tomorrow. All of the prep is taking place today.
Yeah. It's a wonderful opportunity that anyone who's experiencing homelessness can go to, and you can get all kinds of services. You can get glasses on the spot, an eye exam and glasses on the spot. You can get a haircut. You can get referred to dental services. You can talk about any legal challenges that you might have.
Yeah.
Get a criminal record expunged. It's just a fantastic. There are even sometimes blankets and coats that they have available.
And we should say right up front, hats off, and really we're thankful for all of the volunteers to make this happen. Back in 2019, they had 900 people show up to help.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we'll learn more about it with Dave and Debbie. They're with us 9 to noon every day, Monday through Thursday, here on KSL. Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, TrajanWealth.com. A hidden impact of recent flooding in California could be rising produce prices. Some produce farms got completely submerged during these storms. Crops like broccoli, lettuce, and strawberries were hit the hardest, and California is the number one producer of those foods.
KSL Drive's Ford lost $2 billion on their EV line last year. The carmaker says, on the other hand, they raked in $10 billion on their traditional gas and fleet cars. In short, profits from their internal combustion line are propping up their EV business.
Word this morning that Walmart is closing several stores across a handful of states. The company says these stores haven't been making enough money. Walmart says workers at those stores can transfer to other locations, and we're told it will not impact your local Walmart because none of the stores are closing here in Utah.
Look at the markets go. The Dow's up 402. That's 1.25%. We're at 32,432. S&P's up 61. The Nasdaq up 267.
And it's time for Jazz Notes with Jake Scott of KSL Sports Zone's Jake and Ben.
The Jazz fell last night to the Portland Trailblazers 127-115. Lowry Markkanen was incredible with 40 points and 12 rebounds. He did get banged up multiple times in this game, including taking a flagrant foul in the fourth quarter. Here's Coach Hardy talking about what happened last night.
We'll have him looked at by our medical team. Like anything, they talked to him during the game and he said he was okay, but when your body cools down and he wakes up tomorrow, it could be a different story. But you know, Lowry takes a beating.
For the latest on the Utah Jazz, make sure to download the Jake and Ben Show podcast wherever you get your podcasts. With Jazz Notes, I'm Jake Scott, KSL Sports.
8:59, traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, brought to you by Granite Credit Union. Andy?
And right now, if you're traveling on I-15, you've got a few slow spots left. Right now at about 215 in Murray and 33rd South. It's also a little bit stop and go between 201 on the 201 between Bangor and 215. Looks good on Bangor and on Mountain View. Don't have any more northbound slowdowns through the west side of the valley. Heather?
Looking fairly good through Weber and Davis County. Still have our slowdowns, though, southbound 15 between Hillfield Road and the Kaysville Ponds, and a bit of congestion on US 89 northbound at the I-84 interchange, but everybody else mostly moving at freeway speeds. Eric?
Wet in Utah County on I-15, but the snow is, looks like it's diminished, and you don't have any delays between Spanish Fork and Springville. If you're doing the whole stretch, Santa Quinta, Point of the Mountain, a 30-minute drive. Is the IRS harassing you? Are tax problems ruining your life? Let Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox help. Visit TaxHelpUT.com. That's TaxHelpUT.com. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
They keep telling us it'll get warmer, but it doesn't look much like it outside. 47 for a high. It is 39 downtown.
David Dujanovic live from the Salt Palace next for Project Homeless Connect. It'll be an interesting three-hour show. Make sure you're here.
KSL FM Midvale. KSL Salt Lake City. Listen on the KSL News Radio app and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL News Radio. Utah's all-day companion for news.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.